Man, Artie Arani dropped in.
I'm telling
Is that
you.
Not like, and his package that he gave me for a cigar smoker.
This day is full of surprises.
Oh, it really is. And we've got some surprises coming up for you. Oh, my God. Just when you thought we were good, we're going to take it to a level this show has never seen. You are going to be so excited. And speaking of what are you in New York?
I worked in fine dining Italian, and I was stationed at Pizza for quite a few months. But do not ask me to throw it above my head because it lands on my face every time,
so you're not
and then
supposed
no one
to
gets
do
pizza.
That.
You are. I just can't do it.
No, you're not supposed to put it
on her dough.
Yes.
Yes, she is. And she does it very well.
Thank you.
People, we're on the radio, so you can't see it. But she is, yeah.
Wow. I'm sure no one can pull it better than Taylor.
That's
so
right,
without further ado, we're going to ask about her technique.
So the technique for doing pizza dough at home, a lot of people want to take a rolling pin, which is okay. But if you do opt to use a rolling pin, be sure that you don't go past your dough. Because when you roll it over, you kind of end up with a pizza dough that looks something like Africa. Because it pulls the dough further. So you want to always start with a circle as well. Because it's easier to keep it round if the shape that you're starting with is round as well. Now, don't worry if you get a few little tears as you're going. Because you can very easily just kind of lap it over itself and push down lightly, and the dough will adhere to itself and cover up any little breaks in it. Now, what I do is I start with that circle of pizza dough, and I'm going to use my fingers and press the air bubbles out, pushing it outwards into a larger circle.
Now, you've got something pretty cool.
Oh, yes. Big Green Egg makes a very, very nice dough-forming tool, and it is a pizza mat that has the measurements of your pie right there on it, so you can see how much further you need to pull your dough.
Well,
that's what she said.
I set myself up for that.
I'm telling you, this is the kind of fun and frivolity. Now, you've got something very nice there for cooking a pizza.
Yes. So today, in addition to that wonderful that wonderful pizza stone that Big Green Egg makes that holds in the heat so beautifully, I'm also using an air bake pan. This is kind of a little cheat for myself because I'll get that beautiful crispy crust that can support itself while I make my other dishes as well.
Now, can I ask a question here? I've seen so many people try to cook pizzas on the egg. And they think they got it. Just throw it on a pizza stone. No. I have found there's more than some people. The one I love the most is when they get it up to about 450 and they throw cornmeal on there for 10 minutes. Then they put their pizza on top of it. And when they take it off, you get burnt cornmeal stuck to the bottom of your crust.
That's right.
So here's a great teaching moment.
Yeah.
Class.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention. That's right. Tell us the proper technique. Once you have your pie assembled, the most effective way to get a thin and crispy every time pizza on the egg without tasting burned?
So if you're someone who gets easily distracted while you're cooking, the pizza stone is not going to be very forgiving for you by itself because the stone retains heat itself. So sometimes it's actually hotter than the temperature inside the egg. Now, this can cause your crust to burn if you get distracted by whether it's the kids in the kitchen or something else you have going on. But if you use that wonderful tool in addition to an air bake pan with just a little bit of nonstick cooking spray on it, you will get a beautiful crispy crust every single time. Now, to get that airflow, you want to take foil and roll it into four little foil feet, and you're going to position it right under your pizza on that air bake pan, so it's going to hold it up off the pizza stone. So it will still collect that heat from the stone, but leaving air to let that crust crisp up.
Do you know what else I found is very cool? I learned this from an egghead. He went out and got three copper tees or four copper tees from a hardware store. And see, I try to do the aluminum ball thing, but my balls are all different sizes. That's it. That is, it is, because
you need a third ball. You need a third ball from that.
Yes.
This is going down fast.
You know what? It only is if your mind goes there. Mine does not. I'm focused on... I expect that to come from the back of the room. But really, Taylor, you too? Way to go. Now, Chef Amanda has stayed away from it because she loves me to death, even though she was trying to hoard my stash of
Marty. I love you and all your balls, so bring them on.
All righty then. I feel like I'm with the redneck chef here. Settle down.
Okay.
I know, that's that now. But anyway, here's the thing. The teas are, I don't know what they cost, like $2?
Yeah,
$3?
Yeah, yeah.
You get like three of them, and you know what you do? You just throw them in your cupboard or wherever you keep your supplies.
Your Big Green Egg toolkit.
Well, yeah, well, not only that, I do the, I have the Nest. It's a big stainless steel
The jobber. Challenger table?
No, it's a different one because somebody gave me one if I would promote their product.
Nice.
So I've got drawers. I just throw them in the drawers with my igniter, so they're always there. But that's just a consistent way of doing it. But back to your pizza. This is an important thing, though. Whether you're cooking pizza, whether you're cooking cookies, pies, if you lay it on the stone direct, you're just asking to burn it.
Mm. So we're actually doing two different pizzas today.
And
I have a delicious sweet treat already cooking. It is one of my absolute favorite breakfast items. My mom, still to this day, actually, I do it, so I can't even say I used to. She always swap me away in the kitchen when she's making this because it's a French toast casserole. And my favorite piece is that piece right in the middle. So I'll sneak in when she turns around, and I'll cut a square out right from
the
middle.
Who does that sound like?
Because it's the best piece. And if I'm at home,
when her mom makes yeast rolls, which I don't know how she does it. I've tried. You can't replicate it. Just can't. But she will automatically, before anyone else is allowed, she pulls the center ones out.
Oh, yeah. Well, see,
which
this,
I think is kind of rude for your guests.
And then she leaves a little thing that says, Karen was here.
No, it's like, get out of the way, and she knocks you away because fresh yeast rolls. But anyway, so we've got the dough. How do you make a dough?
Okay, so there are many different ways that you can make pizza dough. There are a lot
Drive to Publix, go to the shelf.
You can.
Yes.
Now, there are a lot of different types of flours, and they all have different temperatures that they like to cook at. My favorite is 00 flour. It has a higher burn temperature. So that's a pizza that you can cook at that, 450 mark. Now, in an egg, I would never go above that temperature. The reason being, because I know a lot of people are going to say, well, at the pizza restaurants, it's 1,000 degrees.
Yeah.
But pizza oven, most restaurants will have their fire on the left and the pizza on the right, and they're constantly turning it. Now, on an egg, the fire is below it, and you get that beautiful wood fire flavor, but you have to do it a little bit slower to let it come up and be beautifully crispy, or else you're going to get a pizza that's that phenomenon of both raw and burnt, and no one wants that. So to prevent that from happening, we like to cook at, anywhere between 375 and 450 degrees. But if you don't have the time to make your pizza dough at home, don't worry, because Publix happens to have an excellent, excellent product. And if you want that authentic Pizza House flavor, let it sit in your fridge for 2 days. It's going to have that nice, what we call cold fermentation, that it's going to have that almost slight sourdough
flavor. What are you
flavor.
Doing there?
So this pizza is kind of a take on a ratatouille. The base is an arrabbiata sauce that is made with San Marzano tomatoes, which don't have quite as much acidity and have a nice sweetness to them, and red wine that's been cooked down and reduced.
Did you and Chef Amanda try the red wine?
Oh, you have to try the red wine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It would be wrong if we didn't.
Clock in, try the wine, move on.
Mm-hmm. That's how we do it. But so this has some beautiful eggplant. It's really in season right now, so you can find it at a lot of local farmers markets.
Now, did you par cook that a little bit, or did you?
Yes.
You wanted just a little bit, though,
mm-hmm.
right?
I have eggplant and zucchini that got cooked a little bit before, so that way it would still
Any spices or anything that you would add to it?
A little bit of garlic on the base, but that arrabbiata sauce already has a lot of wonderful spice to it, and it's topped with a burrata, which is a mozzarella filled with cream. So as it cooks, it's going to melt.
Yeah, nice little pillow.
I was
going to
say, you got four little pillows spread out across the top of your pizza. Mm-hmm. Big, this would be a, I guess you call it a rustic cut on the veg, and then you've got, looks like real pepperoni.
Calabrese, that actually is a red wine calabrese, so it has that beautiful, full-bodied red wine flavor with that really nice spice from the sausage and that aromatic quality.
Well, so far it's meat, veg, and dairy.
Mm-hmm. It's got all the bases.
I'm telling you. Now, you ready to put that on the egg?
Yes, sir.
How long?
It's going to go on for 25 minutes at 400 degrees for today's dough. If you buy your dough, always be sure to follow the directions on the package because the baker knows their dough best.
That's it, my friends. And speaking of that, coming up next, as we promised you, Chef, it is the big egg himself, Artie Irani and Wessel from Europe. You're going to get to hear some exciting news and a little bit about Eggtoberfest. It's all about food, all about fun, all about a celebration of the good life. What better place, no better chefs on earth to celebrate it with than Chef Amanda, Woo-hoo! Her assistant Taylor, Woo-hoo! And a fat man. Soaking it all in, baby.